Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. We'll listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of the 20 verses of 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
1 Corinthians 6. When one of you has a grievance against another, does he dare go to law before the unrighteous instead of the saints? Or do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world is to be judged by you, are you incompetent to try trivial cases? Do you not know that we are to judge angels? How much more, then, matters pertaining to this life? So if you have such cases, why do you lay them before those who have no standing in the church? I say this to your shame. Can it be that there is no one among you wise enough to settle a dispute between the brothers? But brother goes to law against brother, and that before unbelievers. To have lawsuits at all with one another is already a defeat for you. Why not rather suffer wrong? Why not rather be defrauded? But you yourselves wrong and defraud even your own brothers. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be enslaved by anything. Food is meant for the stomach and the stomach for food, and God will destroy both one and the other. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God raised the Lord and will also raise us up by His power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never! Or do you not know that he who is joined to a prostitute becomes one body with her? For as it is written, the two will become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body.
Sometimes the chapter breaks are, I think, inconvenient. So let's go back to the end of chapter 5 to connect it to the beginning of chapter 6. At the end of chapter 5, Paul was writing, I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people, not at all meaning the sexual immoral of this world or the greedy and swindlers or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world. But now I am writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother if he is guilty of sexual immorality or greed or is an idolater, reviler, drunkard, or swindler, not even to eat with such a one. For what have I to do with judging outsiders? Is it not those inside the church whom you are to judge? God judges those outside. Purge the evil person from among you. That's the end of chapter 5, but let's continue right on with the beginning of 6. Paul then continues, when one of you has a grievance against another, does he dare to go to law before the unrighteous instead of the saints? Or do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world is to be judged by you, are you incompetent to try trivial cases? Do you not know that we are to judge angels? How much more, then, matters pertaining to this life? So if you have such cases, why do you lay them before those who have no standing in the church? I say this to your shame. Can it be that there is no one among you wise enough to settle a dispute between the brothers? But brothers go to law against brother, and that before unbelievers. To have lawsuits at all with one another is already a defeat for you. Why not rather suffer wrong? Why not rather be defrauded? But you yourselves wrong and defraud even your own brothers. To me, connecting these two makes more sense. Paul was finishing chapter 5 by saying, "Is it not those inside the church whom you are to judge? God judges those outside. Purge the evil person from among you." And in chapter 6, he's saying, "But you won't do that. You would rather take matters inside the church, outside the church, and basically have pagans judge you than to deal with these things inside the church." Chapter 6, verse 4 says, "So if you have such cases, why do you lay them before those who have no standing in the church?" Verse 5, he says, "Can it be that there is no one among you wise enough to settle a dispute between the brothers?" So as a continuation of the end of chapter 5, I think Paul is saying deal with sexual immorality within the church. And not only sexual immorality, but other kinds of sinful behavior. These first 8 verses of chapter 6 have been used many times to say that Christians ought not sue one another in a court of law. I have personally seen and been involved where Christians have disputed one another, and some have not taken their matters to court, and others have. I think it is clear to say that as best as we can, we ought to solve our issues within the walls of the church. In 1994, when I read this chapter, I wrote, "Do not sue, be wronged." And then I wrote, "Homosexuals are included in the list of those who will not inherit the kingdom of God." And then I continued, "Be biblically correct, not politically correct. All things are lawful, but not profitable. Don't be mastered by anything. Glorify God in your body." So let's go on to verses 9 through 11. The scripture says, "Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God." So yes, there's a long list of people who will not inherit the kingdom of God. But then Paul gives the out. It says, "And such were some of you, but you can be washed, you can be sanctified, you can be justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God." Aren't you glad we love a God who loves us and forgives us for our mistakes, our failures? And Paul continues his theme about sexual immorality when he writes, "The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body." He continues, "Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never! Or do you not know that he who is joined to a prostitute becomes one body with her? For it is written, the two will become one flesh." Paul continues, "Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." So is sexual sin worse than any other sin? No. Is it different than any other sin? Yes. As Paul writes, "Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexually immoral person sins against his own body." Lord, I have no idea how many listeners are struggling with this issue of sexual immorality as they listen to this Ad Bible podcast. Whether some are struggling with this issue right now or have in the past, we're thankful that you give us hope through your word. If it's a past failure, it can be forgiven. Maybe it already has. If you're in a current sexually immoral relationship, stop and it can be forgiven. This chapter, verse 11 says, "And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God." That is hope. That is forgiveness. That is love. Father, help us turn from our ways of behavior and help us understand the last verse in this chapter. So glorify God in your body. Thank you that you forgive our past. May we correct our behavior as we live for you in our futures. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.